Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. There's trouble in paradise. It's terrible, man. Wherever you look in the world, you got cannibals eating people in Africa. You've got cannibals eating people in China. You've got the Soviets are trying to hide the bodies from the airplane crash. They're robbing everybody. They're robbing all the victims. They're trying to sneak their missiles out that did the damage. They have footage of a truck going down a tractor going down a dirt road with a four-missile turret, and two missiles are missing, and they're sneaking it back to the Soviet Union. And Putin is now you ready for this? The Palestinians are demonstrating against Israel in Chile. And it turns out that there's a lot of Palestinians in Chile. Man, I don't know what's happening in this world, but it's getting screwier by the day. It's ironic that Palestinians are in Chile, but I got to tell you something. The Arab world, you know, they might like to watch Hamas and the Palestinian people sacrifice themselves to kill Israelis, but they don't want them in their country. I know firsthand because I was on a road in Kuwait in 1993, and we got stopped at a checkpoint, and I had my American passport right on the dashboard, and a guy with a machine gun looked in, and he saw the passport, and he gave me a big hello. How are you? Welcome to Kuwait. Everybody loves America. And in the next car over, they were dragging out the two Palestinians, towing away their car and taking them right to the airport because the Kuwaitis threw out all the Palestinians after America got them their country back. Threw them every Palestinian out of the country. If they owned businesses, they had to walk away from it. They couldn't take money from the bank. And the reason is before Saddam invaded, the Palestinians, many of them, transferred their money because they knew that the Iraqis were coming and the Kuwaitis felt betrayed. So in retaliation, they threw them all out of the country. The president of the Kuwait National Bank was a Palestinian. The Kuwaitis went to Jabhat al-Sabah, the Emir of Kuwait, and said, we cannot do without this man. And the Emir of Kuwait said, if you can't do without him, close the bank. They said, oh no, we could do without him. And that's how it went. I had dinner with a Palestinian who was my host because I had made a friend of his brother in New York. And when I told his brother I was going to Kuwait, he told his brother in Kuwait to treat me right, and he was a sweetheart of a guy, and we had dinner. We took two American soldiers to dinner that were out in Doha base outside the city of Kuwait because the Kuwaitis didn't want the American troops in the city kissing their girls. So we took two guys out for dinner, and this Palestinian guy treated us very well. And he had five businesses in Kuwait, and he had to walk away from them all. He had to leave the country. He was very bitter about it, and I could understand that. But the fortunes of war are a bitch. So, and not only that, the Palestinians, they went to Jordan, and they started to take over Jordan, and the Jordanians threw them out. The Palestinians were exiled to Tunisia. They started to take over Tunisia, and the Tunisians threw them out. The Palestinians went to Lebanon, and they started to take over Lebanon, and the Lebanese threw them out. So they are not a popular people. And you would think they would, when they had 99% of everything they wanted in negotiations, that they would have grabbed it, but they didn't. And the biggest mistake the Israelis made was giving up Gaza. They never should have given up Gaza. And if they still hold the Golan Heights, do not give them up either. Because the day will come when you will get sick, and the doctor that comes will kill you. So you have to look out for yourselves because nobody else is. And you know that better than I do. You know that firsthand. So, being that the world is full of traitors, I'll tell you about a new one. His name is Governor O'Malley. He's from Maryland. And he was smuggling illegal invaders into Maryland, and he got caught. So you know what his argument was when they said, why are you doing this to the people of Maryland? He said, I was just trying to protect the migrants from my racist constituents. So Governor O'Malley, There's a movie called The Informer. It's about the betrayal of Irish people by other Irish people. And Victor McLaughlin played the Irish traitor, and he was the most vocal, you know, for freedom, and he talked the patriot talk, but behind the scenes he was selling out his fellow Irishmen. And his nickname was Gippo. And when they finally caught him, they killed him. And the name of the movie was The Informer. And so when I see Governor Martin O'Malley, who has a great Irish name, I say to myself, here's Gippo all over again. Now, they're saying that O'Malley, who's been a vocal critic of the Obama administration for its efforts to return the migrant children to their home countries, came under fire this week when a conversation was leaked in which he asked a top White House advisor not to send any migrants, to his state. Please don't send these kids to Western Maryland, he told White House domestic policy advisor Cecilia Munoz on Friday. Oh, why did he do that? Votes. He did it for votes. But it turns out that he was a rat. And there's nothing worse than an Irish rat. They're green with envy. Yeah. So let's see what this guy says. This guy's talking about putting up barbed wire. There's not a fence in the picture. They're all talking about fences. And here's a guy who says, another communist governor, I say bring them to his home and leave 200 or 300 on his doorsteps. I bet they would start doing that. If we started doing that to Democrat congressmen and senators, the migration, oh, yeah, not in my neighborhood. Yeah, we priced them out. That's what they do. That's their tactic. You won't find anybody of an offensive racial nature in Chappaqua? No, we don't let that riffraff in. Yeah, either that or shut off the welfare force, and another guy said. And here's one from a guy named Abu Tam. There is nothing lower than an Irish traitor. He betrays God, country, and heritage. You can't be Irish, Catholic, and a communist Democrat. You can't vote to burn the flag, kill kids, and disarm the American people. That quisling belongs in Boiler Number 3 with Ted Kennedy, the betrayer of a once great nation. Then underneath it says, proudly the note of the trumpet is sounding. Loudly the war cries arise on the gale. Onward, O Donald, then fight the old fight again. Bartender, champagne. I'll give you a tune. Let's see what we got. Want to get an Irish tune? We get our Irish up tonight? Everybody's Irish tonight if you're ticked off. Let me see. I bet you I won't find anything. Oh, Danny Boy, that's 47 minutes. That's a lot of drinking for that song, 47 minutes. Yeah. Let me see here. You play Danny Boy, all you get are tears. You ever see the three moods of an Irish drinker? The first one is the best. It's laughter. The second one is tears. And then the third one is an evil-looking face looking for a fight. So when the laughter ends and the tears begin, that's the time to get out. And make sure when you're running out the door's open out instead of in. My brother came home one night from bar jumping, and he had two black eyes, and I asked him, what happened? He said, the door's opened in instead of out. He had a fiery tongue. He must have really insulted somebody. Unbelievable. Okay, we'll give you the Minstrel Boy. The Minstrel Boy has gone to war like many of our own. And in the ranks of death you'll find him like many of our own. And he dies of fighting for his country, that 1% that nobody cares about. Won't even give him good hospital care. Obama kills him on the battlefield and he kills him in the VA hospitals.
where you'll find him. His father's sword he has girded on, and his wild heart slung behind him. Land of song, said the warrior bard, so all the world betrays thee. One sword at least thy right shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise. But the foeman's chain could not bring his proud soul under. The harp he loved ne'er spoke again, for he tore its chords asunder and said, no chain shall call thee, the soul of love and bravery. Thy songs were made for the pure and free. They shall never sound in slavery. Land of song, thy right shall guard, one faithful heart shall praise thee.
About maybe 6 months ago, I caught a comedian named Sarah Silverman. I was totally shocked by her routine. And then, after listening to her diatribe, I came across a Hollywood a producer. And he was producing anti-Catholic movies. And then I turn to an article in the news about another guy with the same name, but a different guy, and he is in the Pentagon, and he's trying to get God removed from the military. And all three guys were Jewish. And I said to myself, you know what? This is not good. This is going to spark anti-Semitism, a rise of anti-Semitism in this country. And I don't want to see that. I do not want to see that. I do not want to see that. And sure enough, today or yesterday in the Washington Post, there is an anti-Semitic cartoon showing Netanyahu punching a Palestinian baby while Hamas watches on. And it's a moving cartoon, so you know, you see Netanyahu keeps punching the baby. And a lot of Jewish people got upset. And I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but there was a rise in anti-Semitism in Belgium, and some of the Belgian Jews are pulling out of Belgium. You know, like, I want to get out first before 1938 starts all over again. That is not a good sign. And there's a rise of anti-Semitism in France. And I sometimes say that I bet you the French police stations have new lists, because they were the ones that rounded up the Jews the last time. So I don't like what I see happening, and I definitely don't want to see a Jewish comedians attacking Christians and Christ. Let's face it, you're asking for trouble, and that you're going to bring down the wrath of a lot of people. So I did a little blog. It says, anti-Semitism is on the rise in this country and Europe. We need more Mark Levins, Aaron Kleins, Michael Medveds, Steve Malzbergs, and less Sarah Silverman types, especially the two devils with the same name haunting the Pentagon chapels. Time to come together and sing Have a Tequila. If you're Jewish and you voted for Obama bin Laden, run out and buy a mechanical ass kicker. If you are Christian and voted for Obama, run out and buy two. And that's where we're at. That's a warning. I'm blowing the shofar. I definitely do not want to see this happen. I don't want to see a rise of anti-Semitism in this country developed by communists and Islamists. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I will do my best to prevent it. I have foreskin in the game. And I'm not going to let anything happen to my Jewish friends. So, have a tequila. Okay, so where are we? You want to do gunfight at the OK Corral? That's another thought I had today. You know that as things get hotter, people are going to be banding together, and they're going to form militias. And the government's ready for that. The government is ready. This communist government is ready to crush all resistance, no matter where it comes from or how it comes. I'm going to recommend two movies that you should see, and they're Irish movies, because the Irish were outgunned and outnumbered by the British, and they resorted to tactics that were the only tactics that worked for them, and that was individual assassinations. And I'm afraid that if something happens in this country, nobody will trust anybody, and everybody will be a freelancing. And that's going to be a very, very touchy situation if that ever happens. So the two movies you should see to see how it's done is The Wind That Shakes the Barley, and the other one is Michael Collins. And may it never happen in this country. May we use the power of the ballot. But if somebody takes our ballot away, what are we going to do? We're going to have a gunfight at the OK Corral.
OK Corral. OK Corral. There the outlaw band make their final stand. OK chance of losing you forever. Duty calls, my back's against the wall. Have you no kind word to say before I ride away? Away. Your love, I need. from the gunfight at OK Corral. If the Lord is my friend, we'll meet at the end of the gunfight at OK Corral. Gunfight at OK Corral. Boat Hill, Boat Hill, so cold, so still. There they lay side by side, the killers that died in the gunfight at OK Corral. OK
a couple of responses to the headline, U.S. Jews are furious over despicable Washington Post cartoon showing Netanyahu punching a Palestinian baby. And this is from Doodle Dandy. And his question is, does this person still have a job? They shouldn't. That is deplorable. Israel has done all they could to avoid this nightmare, and thanks to Obama for his be patient, let the terrorists have their way attitude, they have forced Bibi's hand. He is a true leader and is trying to protect his people. It's unspeakable that Obama doesn't have Israel's back as he said he would. Yet another lie. Guy lies like a rug, man, like a Persian rug. Unbelievable. Here's another one. This is InfoWars TV 1. Kissinger said Israel won't exist in 10 years. I don't know what that means, but he's referring to something, IsraelHayom.com. The U.S. intelligence community agrees that perhaps not on the precise 2022 expiration date, 16 U.S. intelligence agencies with a combined budget over U.S. $70 billion have issued an 82-page analysis titled Preparing for a Post-Israel Middle East. Can you say propaganda? I'll tell you something. I guarantee you that 5 minutes before, Iran has a nuke, Israel goes to war with the entire country, and they will strike first. They will strike first, and they will take out every nuclear facility, no matter how far under the ground it is. U.S. taxpayers fund a Ramabomb dinner in Turkey. Muslims burn U.S. flags. Inja 7. A Ramabomb. Oh, that's right. This is the month of Ramabomb. Turkey. We worry about Turkey. Turkey used to be a good ally. They fought with us in Korea. And this Erdogan is trying to resurrect the Ottoman Empire. A crowd protested a fast-breaking iftar meal organized in the southeastern province of Diyarbakir by the U.S. consulate in Adana on July the 15th, attacking the tent where the food was prepared and served. Seven people, including a police officer, were injured during the scuffles. And this didn't even make the news. You didn't know about this, right? Some 72 NGOs and associations were invited by the dopey U.S. Consul General. You know what I do with all these ambassadors? I would replace them all with vets in wheelchairs. I would not let anybody ever buy an ambassadorship again. The U.S. Consul John Espinoza to the iftar in tents erected by the Metropolitan Municipality. A group gathered to protest the event burning U.S. flags. And then they threw flares at the tents and damaging the tables. You didn't see that. You didn't see any of this in the news. Not even Al Jazeera is showing it. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. You can hear them screaming in the background, right? There is a perfect example that we should mind our own business. You know who wants us to mind our own business? The Soviets. Yes, leave this country to us. We know how to take care of it, comrade. Listen, when you see President Putin, would you tell him that after I win the next reinfection, that I'll be more flexible? You can have any country you want. And then when somebody said, this is a silly comment, we are allies with Turkey. We do not need to ape their customs. If they wanted to invite Americans from the consulate and educate them, we could bring them to an American picnic. He deserved what happened. Only stupid people can believe that they can save these beasts. They are sick in the brain from years of incest. Oh, that's very harsh. Very harsh. There's a lot of veterans, Turkish veterans, who fought with us in the South in the Korean War, and they're getting the short end of the stick in their country, too. If I was president, and if I was, the first thing I'd do is lay off the House and the Senate and save some money. Not that the money that they're getting in pay, the money that the bribes won't know where to go. Yeah. Who do I got this envelope? Who do I give it to? It's unbelievable, man. You know what? We need a little more of Frankie Lane, the Ghost Riders in the Sky.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once the mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. The ghost herd in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot red he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting flame and fire. As they ride on, hear them cry. The riders loped on by a man, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell or riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today or with us you will ride. I'm trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-yo. The ghost riders in the sky. Yippee-i-yo. 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 Yippee-i-yo.
Here's a blog from a girl named Barb about that Israeli situation, and the Washington Post, and she stands with Israel. And there's a girl named Lola. Netanyahu should nuke them. After all, this innocent child will grow to slit your throat or crucify you in the name of Allah. Nothing will change them. Liberals are stupid and irresponsible, bleeding hearts. The sad part about, I don't call them liberals, I call them communists, because liberal, I'm a liberal. I tolerate liberally. I like a liberal amount of salt and sugar. And I often say kisses on my lips. These people are communists, man. They have no God, they have no country, and they have no kids. They vote to burn the flag. And they think every place except the USA is better to live in than the havoc that they're wreaking on this land. It is really sad. Here's a guy named Rafael Garcia. Where are all the conservative cartoonists? Oh, Rafael, you're so right. You know what? We should have a Saturday Night Live, man, a conservative night live. We could have a lot of fun. I have pestered Fox News and especially Roger Ailes to come up with an alternative, because Saturday Night Live sucks. It really does. So does the David Letterhead show. That guy should have been beaten up a long time ago by Todd Palin. Todd Palin should have been waiting outside the stage door for him to come out with boxing gloves on for what he said about Todd Palin's little daughter. If you had done that to my father's daughter, let me tell you, man, you would wish you could go 10 rounds with Reverend Mother. Yeah, he had a saying, we'll make short work of this guy. Yeah, the spirit of America was in his muscular arms. Yeah, and he wasn't that big, but he was like a Timex. You could take a licking and keep on ticking. Oh, man. I miss that spirit. That spirit when Americans used to take no crap. Now, you don't say anything. It could be a lawsuit. Listen, just ignore him. He's just drawing his gun, and it doesn't mean he's going to shoot you. Yeah. Don't jump him before he gets it out of the holster. You could cause him to create workplace violence. We're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. And do not teach those children karate. You teach them macrame, especially the boys. And we need to dope them up. Dope them up early. Oh, man, what a nation we're going to be. What a nation we're going to be. We were watching these great, great Americans up in Alaska working those lobster boats and fishing boats and out there in freezing weather and braving the elements. And my wife turns to me and says, you think he gets his nails done? Oh, man. I can remember when the barbershops were men only. And the haircut was like a half a buck. I remember my father-in-law stopped going to, he went out of town to find a half a buck, barber, when the barber went to a dollar. Oh, man. Yeah. A guy could raise a family of five kids on $67 a week. A week! Yeah. The rent was $37 a month. Unbelievable. And more rooms than you can get in Manhattan. Unbelievable. The 3-bedroom apartment in Washington Heights, $37.50 a month. You know how much it is now? You can't get, you get one of these, you got 1 foot in the kitchen, 1 foot in the bedroom, and your ass is in the toilet. It's unbelievable, man. And they're charging $3,000. $3,000 and you're in Chelsea. Yes, you're part of the elite, the nouveau riche. Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. My father bought his first car, you know, when it had a warranty. You know, he bought it with the warranty hoax. And he took the car for his tune-up. And he went in, and the guy goes, well, this is going to cost you this, and that's going to cost you that. And he looked at the list, and he said, okay, thank you, goodbye. He expected it all for free. Yeah, unbelievable. Do you know that people in this country used to say, are you ready for this? I was indoctrinated on credit cards because I was in business, and I was told by the credit card advocates that a charge customer buys four times as much as a cash customer. And do you know that the generation, the greatest generation, you know what they used to say? Why would I want a credit card? If I can't afford to pay for it, I shouldn't have it. When was the last time you heard that philosophy from people that paid off their mortgages and left a fortune to their children, who many of them put it up their nose? Yep. Pop had his beer. Junior's got a $2,000 a week Jones. Unbelievable. Where are all the conservative cartoonists? Anybody wants to put together a Saturday Night Live version for conservatives, contact me. I'm up for the game. And I know a lot of other guys that would be too. And they tried it on Fox, but they didn't give it enough time. They started out with Rush Limbaugh and Ann Coulter and a couple of comedians that were pretty good. I remember one guy had a T-shirt that said, Shiite Happens. And they didn't give it enough time to catch on. It took Seinfeld, 2 years before anybody paid any attention to them? And Fox killed it real too soon. And I don't know what Fox ever did to Glenn Beck, because Glenn Beck called all his communist moves, and somebody silenced him, and it wasn't a low echelon person that pulled the plug on Glenn Beck. Poor Glenn Beck. And I was reading his life story, and this guy, he had it tough. And I wish him well. And he gets the anti-communist award from Jimmy from Brooklyn. Jimmy from Brooklyn is the number one expert on communism. And I'm hoping, I've tried to get Jimmy on my show, but because I don't have any listeners, he doesn't want to embarrass himself. But from time to time, he leaves me messages on my answering machine. And last night I got his permission, if I can clean it up, that I can, I'm going to try and replay the messages that he leaves. Because every time he calls me, he gives me an education on who's who in the Communist Party and how long the Communist Party has been doing things. And you'd be surprised all the information he has. And he also comments on what's going on presently. So I'm going to try, the next time he leaves me a message, I'm going to try to record it. And if it works out, then I'll play it through Blog Talk Radio. And who knows, we may get a few listeners. So where are all the conservative cartoonists? If I could draw, I would draw a Palestinian terrorist executing three innocent Israeli children by a gravesite in the desert. Hamas are using Palestinian women and children as human shields. I want to tell you how ridiculously stupid the Palestinians are. Iran is working on a nuke. As soon as they have that nuke, they're delivering it to Israel, because they want to rid the world of all the Jews in Israel. They're going to annihilate the entire country. Okay? That's going to be the very first thing, as the Imam chants, the Muslim version of the death chant. Okay? That's the first thing. First nuke up is going right into Israel. and the Israelis know that. Now, here's something that the Palestinians don't know. Nukes don't know geographic lines. If a nuke goes off in Israel, it's also going off in Palestine, especially Gaza. Okay? So, now, you know who knows that? The Iranians know that. And you know what the real thinking is in Iranian war rooms? So we'll lose the Palestinians, but the Jewish problem is gone forever. The Palestinians are expendable. And they don't know that. They don't realize that. They are very foolish people. They are very foolish people. The Iraqi people are three times as foolish. They had a golden opportunity. They had Wonka bars for everybody. They had oil. They could have spread that oil wealth throughout the country. Do you know how rich the Kuwaitis are? Do you know there's only 2 million Kuwaitis? And they have oil for future generations. They have funds for future generations. And when I was there in Kuwait in 93, gas was 11 cents a gallon. And they're complaining it's all the way up to 24. These guys are never happy. Two loaves of bread under each arm and they bitch. It's unbelievable. It's human nature. It's human nature. The more you have, the more you think you need. It's unbelievable. But the Kuwaitis, they've got from cradle to grave, education covered. Everything is balash. Everything is free. They get paid for having babies. I think they get 15 grand a kid. I don't know if they get it a month, a year, but they get, I seem to recall, 15 grand. I'd love to have an up-to-date Kuwaiti on the show to tell America what benefits he's got. You would be sick. You would be sick. You know the phone is free? Just look at your phone bill. In Kuwait, it costs zero. It's unbelievable. They get married. They get $100,000 for getting married from the government. They get a mortgage. They get money to buy a house, maybe $100,000 down on a house they get, and then they get a mortgage. And after a couple of years, the government forgives the debt. Complete education. I was on a plane with a guy going from New York to Washington, D.C., to the Kuwaiti embassy. He was a Kuwaiti. He was going there to complain. They're not paying his airfare to come down and complain. Unbelievable, man. You have no idea. You have no idea. You have no idea. At the time I was in Kuwait, they were paying $80 a month for an Indian worker. $80 a month. And the Indians were sending 60 home and living on $20 a month and sending 60 home. And they retired early, and they lived in their land like Rajas. We have no idea. Our government is taking every last penny we make, and they plan to take more. We're getting screwed, blued, and tattooed. We're in trouble. So what does this guy say? Hamas are using Palestinian women and children as human shields to protect themselves and their weapons. Palestine and Israel, it's like the Bronx and Queens. There's no way you're going to drop a nuke into Israel and not kill Palestinians. Is this not insane? Our president wants this war to stop, yet he supplies Hamas the money to buy weapons. We got to stop sending money to anybody. We should cut out all foreign aid, because all foreign aid is bribes being paid to people to like us. I don't want to buy friends, because bought friends are not friends. There's only two ways you get respect. One is power, and that is the most respect that you'll ever get from an enemy, if you are more powerful than him. If Hamas were truly brave and willing to die for their cause, they'd walk out onto the battlefield and fight like men instead of the cowards they have shown themselves to be. Well, I don't know about that. We got a lesson in Vietnam that we will never forget. While our boys were dying in Vietnam, they were being betrayed in San Francisco, Chicago, and New York by communists. And it was the VC with American citizenship that betrayed the fighting force in Vietnam. And every time I watch anything on Nam, I feel so bad that I didn't do enough to help those guys over there. That's why when our boys went to after 9-1-1, I swore that I would always watch their back and that they would never get stabbed in the back or from here. But our president is stabbing them in the back. And he's left them to die in Benghazi, and he must be held accountable for it along with Hillary Clinton. They must be made to pay along with all of their urchins. They must be made to pay. Isn't that a Frankie Lane tune?
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray. While that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Send down that cloud with a silver line. Lift me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across. Wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Send on that cloud with a silver line. Lift me to paradise. Show me that river. Take me across. Wash all my troubles away. Like that give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
I believe under pressure from the United States, Israel gave Gaza back to the Palestinians. They never should have done that. They never should have given up Gaza. I remember seeing a beautiful rose-growing greenhouse factory where they were growing roses and selling them into Europe. And they had beautiful facilities, up-to-date facilities, modern facilities. And as soon as the Palestinians went in, they destroyed it. They broke all the windows. They turned it into a garbage dump. And they never should have given up Gaza. As a matter of fact, if they took Gaza back now, I would welcome it. I would welcome it. And definitely the Golan Heights, they have to hold on to it. And if they've given that up, they should take that back also. And you know what they should do? They should send a message and say, look, this is the last call. If you do this to us again, we're going to take all of Palestine. And you can live as refugees among all your Arab brothers who are sending you money to kill us. But that's hardball. So here's what Dodge 5 says. Don't those morons know the difference? Israel is a sovereign nation. Hamas is a terrorist group. Hamas is sending rockets and mortars willy-nilly into Israel with the sole intent to kill as many Jews as possible. Israel is specifically targeting munitions, storage sites, rocket launches, and Hamas, not civilians. Sadly, in any action such as this, there are collateral damage, and civilians will be killed, but Hamas increases those chances by meeting at and storing arms and munitions and launching rockets from schools, hospitals, public buildings, hoping for retaliation so they can bring out dead children and say, look what the Jews did. Using civilians as human shields and placing them in danger. This forces Israel to choose between protecting their own people and country or possibly killing civilians in a country that houses and protects terrorists. The choice is obvious to any rational person. Protect your own first. Very true. Very true. Yep. That was a big mistake. And another big mistake was trading 1,000 terrorists for one soldier. That was too high a price. You didn't use your negotiating skills. And Obama has done the same thing. He's turned over the corporate command of the Taliban in exchange for one traitor. Oh, he walked off the job and we owe him $350,000. Yeah, when was the last time you walked off the job and somebody said, hey, we owe you $350,000? Yeah, now you don't think he didn't cook and sew for the Taliban? Huh? What did you think he did for 5 years? He wasn't in a hole, in a dark hole, being urinated on. Huh? He was there. He was active. What did he do? When they went on the move, did he go with them? Or they let him stay and mind the store? And then there's Snowden. This guy Snowden stole 1,200,000 documents. He runs to China first. The Chinese go through, pick out what they like. And then they say, here, you can have the rest. And he runs to Russia and gives them the rest of the information. And the communists here call him a hero. He's a free speech hero. Yeah, you know what free speech is? Do you want the blindfold? Would you like a cigarette? Yeah, that's free speech, too. Washington Post is the same as the New York Slimes. They're both communist newspapers. The only freedom today is in the Internet, and the Internet is slowly being acquired by left-wingers. Oh, did I say, I mean communists. We're in trouble. Here's a guy commenting on O'Malley. And may we author to deny all countries except Israel all money. Even loans should be denied. Maybe we should use that money on our southern cousins, as we always have ignored them like a plague. Everybody wants to spend the money their way. There is a lot of money. But you want to know something? It's better off in your pocket than their pocket. We need an 80% reduction in government, and we need an 80% reduction in taxes. It's time to go back to being American. And being American means having money in your pocket, and you don't have to wait for the mailman to bring it to you. You get to keep it from day one. Unbelievable. Here's one guy that says, don't send the immigrants to Southern Maryland either. Send them to South Carolina. Isn't that where south of the border is? poor South, I feel sorry for him. Jesse Jackson said 13 states are still in the Confederacy. Oh, that must be the 13 states that the Communist Party has targeted for extinction, huh? What did Bill Ayer say? When we take over, we're going to have to kill 20% of the population because they won't go along with the plan? That's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah, Bill Ayers was going around and blowing up government buildings and killing people. I never killed anybody. They can't prove it. You know the difference between a lying Democrat and a lying Republican? A lying Republican says, I didn't do it. A lying Democrat says, you can't prove it. Unbelievable. Here's somebody talking about this Jewish slur. Well, the Jews in America voted for this a-hole. Yes, well, I added my comment on that. Anybody who voted for him should go out and buy an ass-kicking machine. If you're Jewish, you should buy one, and if you're Christian, you should buy two. Yeah, I'm just trying to be fair and impartial. Agree with you, Charles. O'Malley's positioning to be the 2016th Democratic presidential nominee. We're all running for president. Hey, you know what? A buddy of mine, a Jewish buddy of mine, as a matter of fact, his nickname was Super Jew. His name was Harvey. Harvey went with a guy, an Italian guy, and they went to the New York telephone company to get a job. And the Italian guy was told by his mother, don't come home unless you have a job. So Harvey went I think the guy's name was Morano, and he went with Morano, and the two of them went to the telephone company for a job. So Harvey took the interview first, and the woman says, where would you like to start working with the telephone company? And Harvey said, I'd like to start as president and work my way down. And the woman said to him, apparently you don't want this job. He goes, that's right. I don't want this job, and neither does this guy outside here. So Morano couldn't go home that night. Finally, his mother softened up, brought him his cereal on the stoop. Oh, life is a bowl of cherries, man. Everybody had a job growing up. Everybody. Today, you can't get a kid to deliver the newspaper. My son delivering newspapers? When I was about 11 or 12 years old, I saved up enough money to buy a shoeshine box. And a buddy of mine named Tom also, he was the one that talked me into getting a shoeshine box. And we'd go to 181st Street and St. Nicholas Avenue, and we'd shine shoes and make money. So I finally got enough money, and I bought the polish, and I had the box, and I bought the rubbing, daubers and the rags, the polishing rags, and I showed my mother proudly, Mom, I'm going to make some money for the family. I'm going to go down with Tom, and we're going to shine shoes. And she took the shoe shine box away from me, and she said, no son of mine is going to shine shoes. And she put it away in the closet. And that was the end of my shoe-shining career. However, we started delivering groceries at the Grand Union. We used to offer to carry packages home for housewives and old elderly ladies who needed a hand with the groceries. And we'd get tips like 15 cents and a quarter. And then finally, we went into... I couldn't wait to get my working papers at 14. And we've been working all our lives. Today they got a 26-year-old pothead in the basement. He don't want to go to school. He don't want to go to free school. Oh, man. And then when he does go to school, he comes back with a $120,000 loan that he has to pay. The only guys I knew who went to college, they worked at in the daytime and went to college at night. They took 8 years to graduate. Because they didn't have the money, but or they were lucky enough to come out of World War II on the GI Bill. Those guys, anybody that didn't take the GI Bill was crazy. It's really sad, man. And today you got a government that's promising all kinds of crap and lying about it, telling the students they're going to forgive their debt if they vote communist, and listen to the teacher who's telling them the U.S. sucks. So when they come out, they hate this country. Hate this country. Look, I got a $120,000 bill to pay. I'm going to be in that basement until I'm 50. And I'm sure the parents are thrilled, right? Oh, yes, he's coming along. He's coming along. Oh, there goes another trailer load of hash. They're delivering it through the window. They put a slide up. Yeah. Oh, my God. Are we in trouble? You know what? We're all going to need to be back in Jerusalem. I got a message about the Shameful Seven. Do you know who the Shameful Seven are? They are Republicans who supported racial attacks against conservatives. Seven Republican senators have now been linked to the racial attacks against conservative Chris McDaniel in Mississippi. They're saying that they've got 10,000 votes that are irregular, that were bought and paid for by the Republican Party and their Democrat votes. The financial report for Thad Cochran's Super PAC was released earlier this week and contains two alarming details. First, it shows the following seven GOP senators gave a total of $160,000 to Thad Cochran's Super PAC. My friends, you want good government, there's two things you got to do. Without it, you'll never have good government. One term per termite. This is not a career. It's you come serve your country. It's like going into the military. Come serve your country and leave. And two, why are we buying airtime, TV time, to promote these bums? Why are we doing that? Who is sending money to promote these bums? It should be $1 champagne contribution, and you can only use the dollar once for one candidate. That's it, man. $1, whether you're Joe the Plumber or Chinese GE. And then you'll have clean government, because they're not going to go and work for $179,000. No, they want the honorariums. They want the gravy. They want the champagne contributions. They want $5 million. And you know what? When they all get to Washington, they all go corrupt. I know a congressman. He was the pillar of the community. He was young. He was married. He had a couple of girls. And all of a sudden, he went to Washington. Inside of 1 year, he was an alcoholic. He was married with another wife in Washington, or living with a woman and had a baby with her in Washington. And his father used to pay the woman off so that his wife in New York would not see the money coming out of his account. And he turned out to be a POS, a desgracion, the lowest form of life. A second runner-up to the Senator Edwards Award, who dragged his dying wife around for votes while he was having an affair. How is that? How low can you go? Where are the role models? Why would you let this guy get elected more than once when he's a POS? So, first, it shows the following seven GOP senators gave a total of $160,000 to Thad Cochran's super PAC. Put an end to champagne contributions. You put an end to bad government. Put an end to champagne contributions. You put an end to bad government. These guys take foreign money and champagne contributions. If they're only getting a dollar, the emir of Kuwait can only send a dollar to Mitch McConnell. Mitch ain't going to be around too long. What? I got to serve these people, these jerks, when I'm missing out on all this big action here? I'm not paying attention to the people in Kentucky. They don't buy me no beers. I want the champagne from Sheikh Jahed. Mitch McConnell, $50,000 he donated to Thad Cochran. Bob Corker from Tennessee, $30,000. Rob Portman from Ohio, I don't like him. He's still official. He looks like he's going to do your books, you know. And then he's got his own set for himself. Yeah, Bob Portman, $25,000. Orrin Hatch led Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg to the seat on the Supreme Court by the hand. Orrin Hatch is no match for Chuck Schumer. You will never beat devious Democrats using let's all get along Republicans. Richard Burr, another one from North Carolina. Southland's taking a hit. Virginia, they got a communist governor. They got the guy who, I got a picture of him welding a gavel at a convention, and I put a caption underneath it, going once, going twice, sold the United States of America. Richard Burr from North Carolina, $20,000. Roy Blunt for $5,000 from Missouri. And Mike Crapo from Idaho, $5,000. $5,000. So they gave $160,000 to wipe out the Tea Party guy, the threat to a rhino dominance of the Republican Party. So, and I got to tell you something. 40 days before 9/11, 48 senators voted to burn the flag. They tried to pass the Flag Desecration Act, making it a federal crime to burn the United States flag or desecrate it in any way, shape, or form. 40 Democrats voted to burn it. 8 Republicans joined the 40 Democrats to burn it. You know who the 8 Republicans were? I'm going to do it from memory. I don't know if I'll get them all. But I'll tell you the one that sticks out the most. Match McConnell. Match McConnell voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. You know, and then 9/11 happened, and Hillary Clinton said, what did Bush know, and when did he know it? Oh, is that a phone call from Benghazi? Hang it up. Hang it up. Hang it up. Put him on call waiting. Yep. Match McConnell. Thad Cochran was another one. Yeah, he would, that makes two. Virginia. John Warner from Virginia. He was the third one, and the one that's going to really surprise you, Fred Thompson, the conservative. So that's four. Arlen Specter was five, and I won't remember the other three. But they voted to burn the flag, and now they're telling you they're looking out for you. If they couldn't protect the flag that covers the bodies of 2,100 Americans killed by Obama in Afghanistan, they're not going to protect you. You're nothing. Besides, how much did you give to their campaign? That's what it's all about. You got to buy your vote back. It is really sad, isn't it? It's a corrupt nation. I went to the Middle East. I thought the sheikhs were corrupt. They have nothing on these guys. These guys are... They walk around like Hollywood Academy Award winners saying, the envelope, please. I was down in Washington. We were introduced to we were at the Department of Commerce, which is another joke. And we were introduced to a congressman from Maryland. And the guy that was introducing me from the Commerce Department said, and this is Tom O'Donnell. And the guy gave me a big hello. Oh, how are you? How you doing? It's so good to see you. Man, I never saw so much a schmaltz being layered on me. And he goes, you're O'Donnell from Baltimore, right? I said, no, I'm from New York. Oh, this meeting's over. Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. Commerce Department? They'll get you killed. They'll get you killed in a war zone. They'll bring you there and leave you there. You don't want to have anything to do. The last thing you want to do, if you're making a deal with somebody in a foreign country, is include your embassy, because they will kill that deal faster than anybody. And if you talk to anybody with a little experience, they'll know what I'm saying. Don't send any of these kids to my state. This guy is typical of the Democrat Party. Democrat Party, oh yeah. You know what I say about the Democrat Party? If the blacks only knew that when the Democrat Party gives them the ladder to climb, the bottom two rungs are always broken because they don't want them getting a leg up. They have to be controlled. They have to keep them in the, herd. They have to keep them in the pen, so they can bring them out when they want to parade them. Yeah, you don't believe that, huh? You think that both parties are the same. When you get to the top, it's all the same people. Oh, somebody's sending me money. Oh, he's a Nigerian general. He's got $8 million he wants me to have. I just got to give him my bank account number. They should arrest all the Nigerians for as bunco artists, man. It is really terrible. J. Edgar Hoover, communism. That's 41 minutes. I can't give you that. I could give you a little Jive Bunny.
set.
On your mark. Get set. Get set to throw the bums out. Yeah. Boehner's got to go. Boehner's not looking out for the American people. The rhinos are bad news. And what they're going to do is they're going to play this little charade of, look, we got some candidates. And then at the end of the line will be Jeb Bush waiting for his crown. And that's not going to go over too well with people that can see. Speaking of people that can see, I got a buddy of mine who was getting real excited with Viagra. And he had some bad side effects. He lost his hearing, and then he went totally blind. But you ought to see the walking cane he's got. All right, I wanted to talk about Jesse Ventura and the SEAL named Kyle. Jesse Ventura is suing Kyle's wife because Kyle said that he knocked Jesse Ventura down, and Jesse wants retribution. He wants compensation. And, of course, Kyle got shot at a rifle range. He got killed by a guy that was suffering PTSD. And Kyle and his buddy were there with the guy, and they were trying to help him with his problem. And the guy lost it, and he killed the two of them. And his life is over, and their lives are over. And along comes Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota. What are you smoking up there in Minnesota? You must be smoking live badger. Unbelievable, man. And he wants a piece of the action of the widow. Yeah, he's a real good guy. But that's life in the USA. If you got a lawyer, you got a chance at exploiting somebody. Okay, we're signing off. We're going to remember the troops. I meant to tell you that Obama is covering up his losses in Afghanistan. You know that, right? Since he went to war with the American people, he has reclassified all killed in action American troops as NATO troops. He hides their bodies. The only bodies he couldn't hide were the four in Benghazi, but he hid all the witnesses, and you never saw one of them, did you? And you're never going to see one of them. And he made them all sign NCNDs, non-circumvent, non-disclosure. And he was giving them lie detector tests every day. And there are two living witnesses that survived that rooftop mortar attack. And you've never met one of them. You don't know their names because you're living in bugaboo land. That's right. You no longer hear the war cries on the gale. So, Obama has 2,100 Americans dead in Afghanistan, and we haven't even done the run out yet. And if you think that, and he's going to tell them what day we're leaving. Watch these. Wait till you see how busy Kabul Airport is with all the Taliban coming in for the turkey shoot. They'll be coming from all over. The Iranians will be there. Al-Qaeda will be there. Every Muslim fundamentalist group will be there to kill the last Americans that are leaving. And then, of course, Obama will cover it up. And they'll break the news, and like they broke the news on getting bin Laden on a Sunday night at 10:30, just before you go to bed. They didn't want any celebration in the country to offend the Arab world, who hates our guts. Yeah. And they'll be here for the kill. They're all coming in now. They're moving whole villages. Whole villages are being transported to the United States. And you saw Chile, right? Chile? Could you believe that Chile is full of Palestinians? Huh? And Latin America is communist. So when they come here to this country, they're already communist-oriented. And when they get here, the people that are in charge of really corrupting their minds turn them more communist. And I told you about the incident where the people got sworn in as American citizens, and the guy was up there telling them that the white man hates them, the American representative, and that they're going to be discriminated against. Welcome to America. You're finally an American citizen. That isn't the way we used to play the game. Play the game was you did your homework, you passed the test, and now you're one of us. No, the communists don't want that brotherhood. They want balkanization. They want men fighting women. They want fighting among all colors. And that's why we got to sound the trumpet.
Vengeance steal, right, fire, country of Dunderlaboo.